Even in small ways, there are various things that we do or observances that we have that make us, to a certain degree, stand out in a society, any society in which we live. One of which I began our Mass in reminding all of us is that this is the last Sunday of our liturgical year. And next week, as a church, we get a six-week head start in the year 2018 as we enter into our new year in the season of Advent. And believe it or not, this Christmas, even though it will be December 2017, we will be celebrating as a church Christmas 2018. And so in many ways we stand out as we observe our end of the year and then next week our new year, reminding that we are people who go through time as we worship God and prepare for that moment in time when Jesus will come again. We don't know when, we don't know how, but we are constantly and hopefully on the alert, living our lives in such a way that we will be found ready and worthy when Jesus comes again. Another subtle way in which we stand out to a certain degree, and you can mentally take your Catholic test this morning as I remind some that you might be interested, I always am, in noting that this weekend as we celebrate Thanksgiving, our nation enters into its Christmas season. Sometimes people bemoan the fact that our country, they don't have a Christmas season. It's all secular, it's all shopping. But at the same time, we do observe, even as a culture and as a nation, and that as a nation, we've entered into the Christmas season, or as some would like to call it, the holiday season. How do we do it? When does it start? When does it end? Well, it begins with Thanksgiving, and it ends with New Year's. It begins with a parade and ends with a parade, one on either coast. It begins with a football game and ends with a football game. We do have a Christmas season in this country, but we as Catholics stand out even in that midst. While we are not yet in the midst of the Christmas season, we are ending our liturgical season and beginning, preparing to enter into Advent. And while so many, including, alas, many Catholics, rush to get their Christmas trees and put their Christmas decorations up as soon as Thanksgiving is over, believe it or not, and some of you may already remember this, we Catholics, traditionally at least, don't get our Christmas trees until the second Sunday of Advent. And where the day after Christmas, we tend to see Christmas trees out on the curb being ready to be picked up, no sooner is Christmas over, we Catholics keep our Christmas decorations up and our Christmas trees up until the second Sunday after Christmas, because we celebrate an entire season of Christmas ending with the Feast of the Epiphany. And so even we do it somewhat differently than the rest of the society around us. And we make an effort to remember, at least most of us, make an effort to remember how we celebrate this particular season. And we end the year as we begin it, remembering that Christ will come again in glory, even next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent. Our mind is not on Christmas. Our mind is on the real Advent that we Christians observe, not awaiting the birth of Christ, but awaiting his second coming, which is the theme we have this Sunday. So we begin and end each liturgical year with that same Advent theme, that we await in joyful hope the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. And so as it comes to the end of the liturgical year, I always like to at least lead or propose a spiritual reflection for all of us as we look back, on the previous year. How have we moved forward? How have we lived as followers of Christ? What experience have we had as individual Catholics, as families, as a parish, as a diocese, even as a church, and not just with matters of the church itself, but activities in the world that affect the church and how the church responds to such things? Have we strayed a little bit? Where have we been strong in living that faith? Where are the areas in our life where perhaps we need some improvement? Not that we've been committing sin. I always say, I could play golf better. That doesn't mean I'm cheating. We could always live that faith better. Doesn't mean we're committing sin, but where have we seen God's guidance in our lives where we perhaps, starting with next year, the liturgical year, grow in the coming year as followers of Christ? Where have we as a parish gone? For example, here as a parish and in the general area, we have had the experience through Father Dave's leadership and the participation of many great learned speakers, the experience of the university program here at St. Bruno's Parish and at St. Mary's. Have we taken advantage of that? And could we in the coming university series, in the coming Lent, where, as I understand, two more parishes have now joined locations of where these talks will take place, and we hope to see it grow in the years to come. Have we taken advantage of these opportunities for growth in learning our faith, in learning the traditions, the spiritualities, the prayers, the history, the worship life of our faith? How have we as a local community here at St. Bruno's taken advantage of that? And how could we as individuals and as families grow in that faith? How have we grown in the last year? As a church in this country, we certainly haven't seen too many major events take place, although recently in the news, we certainly have seen how in the past couple of years, the Little Sisters of the Poor, an organization that does wonderful work with our elderly, facing lawsuits and other harassments because within their work with the elderly, do not succumb to the demands of a secular society in which some practices may be somewhat sacrilegious as people of faith. This past year, we've seen a new administration, much more respectful of our religious liberties, put aside those lawsuits. And yet, while we're happy to hear that, we hear recently in the news that individual states have now taken up the harassment of the Little Sisters of the Poor. And in the coming months, we keep them in our prayers, as they are one of us. They are part of our community of faith. And perhaps not something that they had looked for, God has called them to take a front position in working to preserve religious liberty and freedom of conscience in our country. We've seen a diminishment of the persecutions in the Middle East of our fellow Christians at the hands of the Islamic State because of the developments out there, but still has not come to an end, and we keep those brothers and sisters in our prayers. We continue to hope for the best and hope for their liberation and freedom as we enter into this liturgical year. Of course, we as a church, not too long ago, experienced a certain wave of scandals because of certain deficiency among some people in our church. Having gone through a great deal of soul searching and reform and how we work professionally with people, now as a church we look, just in these last few months, we've seen other groups in our society who do a great deal of moralizing to the rest of us, those in Hollywood and in politics, experiencing a similar wave of scandals, which we as a church are no strangers to. We see the fruits of living a life or promoting a value system that is contrary to the Christian value system that we profess and that we try to live in our lives each day. And perhaps for the coming year, it's an opportunity for us as Catholics, not so much on the bully pulpit or in front of cameras, but in our own lives and how we live, and not just the bishops and priests and leadership of the church, but all people who call themselves followers of Christ, to be renewed in the values that we are called to live, that we are called to emulate, that we are called to bear witness to as people made in God's image and likeness, who are called to a certain system of values, a certain lifestyle that stands out, is very different from the secular values that we see so prominent in our society today. There are many opportunities as we look back to see where we have come as a church, as families, as a parish, and as a church within the confines of our society and within our world. And what calls might we see in the coming year as we go forth next week to begin liturgical year 2018? So it might be a time for good reflection for all of us individually, for me as a priest, Deacon Mike, as a deacon and a family man, for all of us here, family, friends, parishioners, followers of Christ, to look back over this last liturgical year, 2017. And what call do we recognize, or do we hear of God? What growth have we seen? How have we done living as followers of Christ, living as subjects of our King of Glory, who calls us, who lifts us up above our base humanity to be the people made in God's image and likeness, who follow our shepherd, who serve our king. And as we prepare, what resolutions can we perhaps see God calling us to as we prepare to enter into the Advent season, as we continue to grow, as we continue to live and move closer and closer to that day when Jesus, our King of Glory and our Good Shepherd, will come again, whenever and however that may be, so that we can be found ready and worthy when he comes again in glory. How are we called? What opportunities do we see? What call do we hear from God to live and grow as his holy people as we finish this year and prepare to enter into the new year, liturgical year, the year of grace 2018.